Off the Ball. GAA.
Cork were nearly too honest. They were doing their best to play the game. Kill the game. Take off their helmet. The ref has to stop the game. Like, do something.
No, it is. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Stephen Kenny discusses St Pat's late win in the Conference League. We preview tonight's games in the League of Ireland, which includes Off the Ball's live game at Turner's Cross and the latest on the comings and goings at Liverpool. But first, Chris Forrester scored in the last minute to give St Pat's a 1-0 win at home to Namakalu in the second qualifying round of the Conference League. The Estonians played the last 20 minutes of the game at Richmond Park with 9 men after 2 red cards in the space of 5 minutes. Pat's will go to Tallinn for next week's second leg, and their manager Stephen Kenny spoke to Jonathan Higgins for Off the Ball.
Stephen, it's probably unique circumstances. At the start of the day, you would have probably taken a 1-0 victory, but given the circumstances, does that change the mindset?
Yeah, I mean, there's elements of that, but ultimately it's still a good result at home, similar to the result we had in the first round at home, and which was a late enough goal as well. And it was important then, so we've got to go away, and we'll get it difficult. It's in the national stadium in the start in Tallinn, and the national team play in the, next week, so we'll get a tough game there. And but we have that. We've had a great run of 6 clean sheets, and you know, so we need to keep another one going out here.
Aidan's penalty in the tie previously, and then Chris at the end, such emotive moments here at Richmond Park.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because. We're not making it easy for ourselves, that's for sure. And but thankfully, we got the goal that we needed.
Just on the injury front then as well, Zach seemed like maybe potentially a wrist, was it?
No, it doesn't look great for Zach. He's in hospital at the moment, and it's a shoulder, possible shoulder dislocation. So we have to see how that goes.
And Mason, did he get a bang in the boardings that time? That bit of a push.
I think Mason's okay.
Shamrock Rovers are all but guaranteed a place in the third qualifying round of the competition after their first leg in Gibraltar last night. Rory Gaffney, Danny Mandroyu, John McGovern and Jack Byrne all scored in a 4-0 win away to St Joseph's. Manager Stephen Bradley spoke to Rovers TV after the game.
Yeah, I thought at the start it was a little bit difficult for the players to get used to the surface and how dry it was. And once we worked that out, I thought we settled really well and controlled the majority of the game. And I felt we fully deserved to win.
The impact of the subs was very obvious, but the impact they made in the game there completely changed it. What was your thought process?
Look, we have a really strong squad, and the reason is because we know everyone is going to have to play a part at some point in time. It was the same against Wexford in the Cup last week. It's the same tonight. It'll be the same next week. It's going to be the same from here on in. Our bench is just as important as the players starting, and we genuinely mean that. The squad, we value each member the same, and when the players come off the bench, they're giving us a real lift, and long may that continue.
That's John McGovern's debut in Europe. How would you assess his impact?
Yeah, I think some of the stuff he's done is really, really good. I think you can see why we wanted him here. We just need to tidy up on some bits with him. He's still learning and understanding how we play, how we press. But he will get that. He's a bright lad, and he understands the game. But I think you can see why we wanted him here. Some of his movements are very, very clear.
Rovers' opponents in the third qualifying round would be Balkany or Floriana. The Kosovan side will take a 4-2 first leg lead to Malta next week. Elsewhere last night, an incredible 40-yard lob from Sean McAllister saw Dungannon Swifts win by a goal to nil in Liechtenstein against Vaduz. Larne and Linfield both had scoreless first leg draws at home to Pristina and away to Zalgiris respectively. Troy Parrott scored for AZ away to Finnish runners-up Ilves last night, but the Dutch side lost that game 4-3. And Jamie McGrath's first goal for new club Hibs was a free kick that gave them the lead away to Midtjylland in the Europa League qualifiers, but that game finished 1-1. Off the Ball's live game from the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight is a relegation six-pointer. Bottom side Cork City host second from bottom Sligo Rovers at Turner's Cross. Cork haven't won in 11 league games. They start the night 8 points behind Sligo. Recent Cork games have been beset by a toxic atmosphere between fans and players, but manager Gernash says the players are still determined to give it their all.
I think what we've had probably in an evolution of the squad in terms of, you know, we've had a number of players leave in this window. I think we've probably had some players coming in. The makeup of the squad now is probably a lot more Irish based, or a couple of loanees in terms of like Kit Nelson and Freddie Anderson are people who've chosen to be here. they could have left, and they've chosen to sort of stay and extend. So I think what we've got now, when I look around there, I've just had done a team meeting, when I look around there, what I see and what I see in the squad for tomorrow night is probably a group of people who fully understand the importance of the next 12 games to the people of Cork, to the City fans, for all of our careers, myself as manager, my staff. I think we see a group of people that we're all in, that we needed to work for us. And I think that's probably one of the big things coming out of this month, this window, is that we've lost people. But we've also probably finished a month going into this 12-game spell with people who want to be at Cork City, and not just want to be here, but they need it to be successful. I need it to be successful. The staff need it to be successful, and the players need it to be successful. It's as simple as that. So I don't think we've any people who are looking at their next move, where they want to go next. Certainly when I think about the people in the meeting that I've just been in, and what team and squad I name tomorrow night.
Sligo are a team in form, unbeaten in their last five, but travel to Turner's Cross without suspended influential midfielder Jake Doyle-Hayes. However, captain John Mahon is back from a one-match ban of his own, and Francelli Lombotto is also available to John Russell, who's hoping to continue their good recent form.
Yeah, some good numbers and results lately, but that's all gone. It's in the past. About what happens now tomorrow night and going forward. There's some good performances in there, and that's what we base ourselves on, and that's our reference point, and it's important to focus on that and bring our best foot forward tomorrow, play to our strengths, and hopefully we get a good result.
Cross City are fighting for their lives. I'm sure you're expecting a bit of a reaction from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've got quality players, there's no doubt about it. They've got a good record at home as well. And we know it's going to be a hell of a game tomorrow, and we've prepared well this week, and hopefully we can put in a good performance.
Cork City against Sligo Rovers is live on OTB Sports Radio tonight, which you can catch on the Go Loud app. Second place, third at the other end of the table tonight, Bohemians make the trip to the Ryan McBride Brandywell to face Derry City. This season's previous meeting of the sides and Foyle side, so both managers red carded, but Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says bridges have been built.
Myself and Bohemians manager have kissed and made up, and Rennie, we now know we've made an agreement, but both stay in our own technical areas and make it a bit easier for everybody else. Again, what we don't want to do is we don't want to get too carried away with this. We've 90 plus minutes for Friday night, and it's another game, and that's how we have to look at it. We've, like most weeks, the boys have worked really hard. There's a lot going into this, and I just hope we can now carry it out come Friday night.
Bows will travel to Derry without Alex Lacey and Archie Meekison due to hamstring injuries, but it looks like Rob Cornwall will be fit despite limping out of their recent league win at home to Galway. Galway themselves have taken just 1 point from a possible 12 ahead of tonight's clash at Waterford. New signing Darren McGuinness goes straight into their squad for that game at Eamon DC Park. Waterford haven't won there since 2007, but manager John Coleman isn't concerned by that stat.
It has no bearing on the game for me that we haven't won there. It's like going to a casino and betting on red and black. The previous spin has made no difference to the next spin. That's my outlook on football.
Dundalk will begin tonight with a 4-point lead at the top of the First Division. Kieran Kilduff's side hosts Wexford at Oriel Park. Stephen Elliott's side suffered a late 3-2 loss when the Lilywhites were in Wexford earlier in the season. Now with a number of new signings to flesh out his squad, the Wexford manager is hopeful they'll see out more games.
We were very slight on numbers. Obviously, we planned at the start of the season was introduce academy lads in and around the first team squad. Hopefully, one or two kind of get in and around it. But it's been a case where on last count, 6 or 7 academy debuts. I think it was 13 or 14 senior debuts. So that wasn't the plan, obviously, at the start of the season. But to have the quality come in and a little bit more strength and depth in the squad definitely will help us in the latter stages of games.
Elsewhere in the First Division, second place Cove Ramblers make the long trip to Finn Harps. Form playoff hopefuls UCD go to Kerry, and bottom side Athlone Town face Treaty United. Bayern Munich are to test Liverpool's resolve with regard to Luis Diaz. A bid of €70 million with €10 million in add-ons will be presented by the Bundesliga champions for the Colombian winger. The 28-year-old has just under 2 years left on his Liverpool contract. Talks over an extension have stalled. A sale of Diaz would go some way towards the potential purchase of Alexander Isak from Newcastle. Saudi club Al Hilal are also interested in signing Darwin Nunez from Liverpool, having missed out on the likes of Victor Osimhen this summer. Well, Isak has skipped Newcastle's pre-season tour of Singapore. Their midfielder and captain Bruno Guimaraes is still peddling the line that the Swedish international is injured.
So what we know, Isak is injured. He's not been training for, 5 days. So he stayed there to take himself better with better equipment. So he's there, a small injury. Of course, he's a top player. We know everything is going around him, but yeah, I don't know. What we know is Isak is staying there to do some physical treatment.
If Isak does end up leaving the club this summer, there's reports that Newcastle have explored a move for RB Leipzig striker Benjamin Šeško. But one thing that's not going to go in their favour, it looks like they've missed out on signing goalkeeper James Trafford from Burnley. Manchester City have exercised their £40 million buyback clause for the 22-year-old who left the Etihad just 2 years ago. And Chelsea will start the defence of their WSL title at home to Manchester City on Friday the 5th of September. Newly promoted London City Lionesses will travel to the Emirates to play European champions Arsenal. There'll also be a Merseyside derby at Anfield on the opening weekend. Manchester City will play Leicester, Aston Villa will travel to Brighton, and Tottenham will take on West Ham. Chelsea are going for a 7th league title in a row. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget, Cork City against Sligo Rovers is live and exclusive on OTB Sports Radio. It's via the Go Loud app tonight, and there's also LOI Late Night to follow on Twitter. We'll have more Football Daily for you on Monday.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you want bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
That's putting it too strong.
That's why, together. Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed. Robbed. In Paris. It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
He puts his hand to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months at Man United. He thinks he scores, then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
Yeah. I was harsh on Maguire, and I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You've jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help, because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.